It was a warm, sunny, late summer afternoon when I hopped up into a wagon full of hay.
Okay.
Well, I got in and rode out into the field to get as close as you can get, in the safety of a tractor-pulled wagon, to experience 90 different American bison, ranging in age from 1 month to 18 years and up to 1,900 pounds. Todd Crocker is the grounds manager and has been with the herd since they started bringing them to Domino's Farms back in 1993. He uses a low-stress animal handling technique with the bison, even taking classes to learn more.
The professor that taught it actually lived with a herd of bison and managed to get adopted by the herd of bison, where he could actually move the herd and they'd follow him.
Todd hand-fed one of the bison since it was 6 months old, the only one with the name, Rowdy. But when it comes to being leader of the pack, or herd in this case, weight matters.
So 188 we acquired from a ranch out in South Dakota and brought him in when he was 6 months old and have been maturing him here on the farm. And he started breeding responsibilities last year. This year he stepped him up even more. He weighs right around 1,800 pounds, whereas Rowdy, the true leader of the herd for the last 12 years, he weighs about 1850. He floats between 1800 and 1900. So now with both of them coming to the same weight like that, it's time where we're going to pick which one's going to get to rule on, and hopefully once I get the genetic back on the calves, 188 will take over the lead.
Herd human manager Todd Crocker says he's learned that bison can hear at subsonic levels.
One of the studies I read while I was at the conference at the National Bison Association was they were talking about how the herds, the great American herds of the past, would monitor their herd movement by the digestion of their food. Just working with these guys as long as I have, there's been times where the herd's nowhere in sight, and I've been working on a gate before, and they've heard that gate rattling, and they've walked up on me so quietly where I've got up to go back to get another tool, and they've been standing right in front of me.
But Todd says he's not afraid of the nearly 2,000-pound bison because they are not necessarily aggressive, just protective.
They're not out looking purposely to hurt somebody, but they are very herd-oriented. They're very protective of one another. They're very sensitive to different smells and noises. And if they view a threat, then they're going to protect their family.
Some of the bison at Domino's Farms travel around the country to compete for best in show, just like a dog or horse would. Todd explains what the judges are looking for.
There's a confirmation that you breed for, same as when you show dogs and horses and that. So you're looking for structurally sound animals that ideally will produce a good amount of meat while still maintaining the characteristics of the American bison.
During our time in the field, eventually the bison all traveled to one spot together.
They're headed to one of their favorite dusting spots. It's a dirt hollow area that they'll roll around on to help get the flies off them and also shed out what's left of their summer and maybe last year's winter coat. Usually they shed out pretty quick.
So. How long does it take to shed?
3-4 months.
Is it a big, thick coat of hair?
Yeah, it comes out in chunks.
And what happens to that?
I've collected some and given some to some people that spin wool out of it.
So someone could be wearing a bison sweater?
Yeah, there are people that spin bison wool.
Into
socks, sweaters, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, well, now we know what you're getting for Christmas. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU.